Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stark, Lessons in Strength, Wisdom, and Courage. Now, let's be real. Who here loves saying no? Raise your hand if you feel that pang of guilt or even shame when you have to set a boundary. Yeah, I see you nodding along. Trust me, I get it. It's like we're taught from a young age to always put others first, right? But guess what? Saying yes all the time isn't exactly the path to inner peace and happiness, is it? Today, we are diving headfirst into the sometimes tricky world of boundaries. I'm talking about how to set those limits without feeling a wave of guilt or shame washing over you. Because seriously, who wants to live their life constantly apologizing for having needs and desires? Not me. So buckle up, friends, because we are about to explore 5 key takeaways that will help you become a boundary-setting master without the emotional baggage. Ready? Let's do this. First up, recognize that boundaries are not selfish. They're actually essential for your well-being. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone walk all over your favorite rug, right? It's the same with your time, energy, and emotions. Boundaries are like protective barriers that safeguard your mental and emotional health. Second, identify your non-negotiables. What are the things that truly matter to you? What are your values, priorities, and limits? Once you know what's important, it's easier to draw those lines in the sand. It's like figuring out your personal deal breakers, those things you just won't compromise on. Third, practice assertive communication. This means clearly and respectfully stating your needs and expectations. No more tiptoeing around or apologizing for wanting what you deserve. You have the right to speak up for yourself, even if it feels uncomfortable at first. Remember, clear communication is key to healthy relationships. Fourth, remember that it's okay to say no. It's a complete sentence. You don't need to over-explain or justify your decision. A simple, "I appreciate the offer, but I can't commit right now" is often enough. Don't feel pressured to please everyone all the time. Prioritize your own needs and well-being. And lastly, be patient with yourself. Setting boundaries is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you feel hesitant or unsure. That's perfectly normal. Just keep practicing, and remember that each time you assert your needs, you're building confidence and strengthening your sense of self-worth. Okay, let's get real for a second. Ever felt like you were drowning in commitments? Maybe a friend keeps asking for favors, or you're constantly agreeing to things even when you're already stretched thin. That feeling of being overwhelmed? Yeah, that can be a major clue that it's time to set some boundaries. Take my buddy Mark, for example. He's a super generous guy, always willing to lend a hand. But he had this bad habit of saying yes to everything, which left him exhausted and resentful. One day, he realized he needed to make a change. He started by politely declining some requests, explaining that he simply didn't have the bandwidth at the moment. You know what? It was a game changer. Mark felt lighter, less stressed, and actually had more energy to give to the things that truly mattered. So, there you have it, 5 powerful takeaways to help you set boundaries without the guilt trip. Remember, you deserve to be treated with respect, and that includes respecting your own needs and limitations. You're capable of creating a life filled with purpose and joy, and setting healthy boundaries is a crucial part of that journey. Keep in mind these key takeaways. Boundaries aren't selfish, they are essential. Know your non-negotiables, communicate assertively, say no without hesitation, and be patient with yourself as you learn to navigate this new territory. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some boundaries you've been struggling with? Share your experiences and insights in the comments below. Let's have a conversation and support each other on this journey. And remember, don't forget to subscribe to How to Be Stark for daily doses of wisdom, strength, and courage. Until next time, keep those boundaries strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.